Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from nodietbabe.com. And I hope you babes are having a lovely, lovely week and enjoying these podcast episodes, and hopefully they're helping you with your goals and your weight loss manifestation. I want to talk about something that's really, really important today. And it's around this thing that I like to call dieting fatigue. Okay, so today I'm going to talk about dieting fatigue, and I'm going to explain what it is. And then I'm going to explain some stuff around dieting and calories and carbohydrates. So I'm going to talk about like how, you know, people like to be low carb, et cetera, for weight loss. And I'm going to talk about that. And So anyway, basically, let me explain what I mean by dieting fatigue. So what, if you guys have been listening to my episodes or if you have been following me for a while, you know that I say that your body adapts to dieting. So if you're new to this podcast, pretty much what I want you to understand is that your body is constantly adapting to everything that you throw at it, basically. So like take for example, like I know you ladies can relate to this, when you try a new shampoo and conditioner and when you first use it, you notice the difference in your hair. You're like, oh yeah, my hair is so good. And then it kind of just like gets used to it and you don't get that same kind of instant, like not instant, like really contrasting difference between, you know, like your hair feels softer or whatever. It's like your body adapts. Okay, another example is exercise. So when you are unfit and you go for a run and you're really huffing and puffing and it feels really hard, or like you find a certain amount of weight hard to lift and then it gets easier, this is another example of your body adapting. Okay, so what you need to understand too, that when you decide to lose weight and you go on a diet, your body adapts to that diet. So it will change so that the diet, like it's adapting to the diet. The ways in which it will adapt to the diet is that, first of all, you'll likely start losing weight quickly when you go in a calorie deficit, and then eventually it slows down and this is a plateau. So it's pretty common, you know, lots of people know that as you start losing weight, you plateau, and that again is because your body adapts to this, right? Now, majority of people that listen to this podcast and majority of people out there that struggle with their weight are chronic dieters. So what a chronic dieter is a person who is always trying to lose weight, a person who tends to yo-yo up and down in weight. So they're always looking for the next thing, the next way to lose weight. It's like always thinking about their weight, always feeling like they have to watch their weight, feeling like they gain weight easily, feeling like weight loss is hard, they lose weight and then they gain it back. They're all signs of a chronic dieter. And these are the things that I used to be, and I used to fluctuate in weight every single year. And food was this really scary thing for me because it was like always like, will I gain weight today? Will I eat healthy today? Don't eat sugar, don't eat carbs, etc., etc. And I would feel like I gained weight so easily, and it was really, really hard to keep it off. And I was constantly in a battle in my head over whether, like, it was just uncomfortable. Like, food was this really weird thing where it was like, oh yeah, I'm a healthy person. And it was like I was really, really trying hard to be this healthy person, but inside I felt like shit. Like, as in mentally, I felt deprived, I felt uncomfortable in my body, I felt like afraid of carbohydrates, I felt afraid of food. It wasn't any way to live, like, looking back now. And it's the way that I see so many women living, and it upsets me because I know that the advice that they're getting is not helping them on a emotional, spiritual level. And they're not even getting to their goals or staying there for very long, even if they do get some sort of relief or kind of start to lose weight a bit. Now, so basically, yeah, your body is adapting. Your body is constantly adapting. So if you go on a diet, your body adapts to that, which is why it also feels easy for you to gain weight back. So now that's like the physical aspect of what I call dieting fatigue. It's like weight loss. Okay, weight loss is about being in a calorie deficit. What that means is that if your maintenance is a certain amount of calories, like the energy, if you go in a deficit, so you lower your calories consistently for a certain period of time, you will lose weight. So what people do is they do this, right? And they go, oh yay, I've lost weight. Then their body adapts to that. Their body adapts to that new caloric intake, that new amount of energy. So say, for example, even if you don't count calories, this is happening, okay? This is really important for you to understand. You cut out processed food, okay, and you start to lose weight. You're losing weight because when you cut out processed food, healthy food generally has lower calories. Vegetables are very low in calories. You can eat a fuck ton of vegetables and have trouble getting enough like energy in. So it's not because you cut out processed food because it's processed food magically makes you fatter and healthy food magically doesn't make you gain any weight. It's not that. It's that you went into a calorie deficit, okay? Now, some people might argue this, but it's pretty much like it's silly to argue it because it's just a fact. Like, you legit could eat junk food, but if you're in a calorie deficit, you'll lose weight. Now, that doesn't mean you should eat junk food because it's not healthy. And this is why I tell people over and over again, don't connect healthy to weight, because once you've lost weight, you're still going to need to eat healthy. Eat healthy to be healthy. Because what I see, and this is what I used to do, because I had so much dieting trauma, and I know so many women have dieting trauma. They have dieting trauma because they are so upset about the dieting process. It feels hard. They feel tired. They feel deprived. They feel angry. They feel resentment. They feel uncomfortable in their body because they're at their heaviest. They have dieting trauma. Trust me. It's like a mental, it's such a mental anguish when you have dieting trauma. It's a terrible, terrible feeling. I've had it. And I know so many women have it. And it's like, when you're in that place and like mentally and emotionally you're so fatigued, right? And it's like because they have this dieting trauma and they associate their weight with healthy food, they unconsciously form resentment with healthy food. Yeah. And I've done this and I know other people who have suffered from this. And I was literally like you start to hate healthy food. Like you start to form a resentment with it. Not like literally like you don't dislike, like that you dislike the taste or whatever. It's that as you eat it, your experience of it becomes negative because it's so closely linked in with your weight mentally. Like the association becomes very strong and you have a negative thought pattern around your weight. And then you have a negative thought pattern around healthy food. And it's this vibration, it's this energy that leaks over into healthy food. And therefore, even though you're taking action around eating healthy food, you still have lots of health issues. And this shows up. This is honestly my perception of this. This is how I've experienced things. It's like you start having it starts manifesting as gut issues, other health issues, like women gynecological issues. And so despite eating healthy, it's like because health is so linked in with your weight and you have resentment around your weight, it manifests into your eating as health like conditions. This is honest to God, like I can't prove this scientifically, obviously, but I do feel like this is true because I see this a lot. I see women resenting healthy food because they've formed an association between healthy foods and weight loss. And it's like, don't do that. Do not link healthy foods to weight loss anymore. It's not healthy. It's not healthy long term, you guys. You can lose weight eating junk food, okay? I don't recommend it, but you can. And why you want to realize this is because you want to start to see food as food, not this thing that provides you with weight loss. It's not good to have that relationship to good and bad foods and healthy foods. It's not. It's really not. You end up forming unconscious resentment towards healthy food because you resent your inability to lose weight, because you resent how hard weight loss is, because you see other people eating junk food and they're skinny, and then you feel lack. You feel lack because you want to enjoy yourself around food and you see them enjoying themselves around food, but actually you could enjoy yourself around healthy food too, but you can't because you've got this connection between healthy food equaling weight loss. It's not a good association to have in the brain. You need to change that association to healthy food being about being vibrant, having energy, and having like nutrients and like function of your body, right? Like vitality, the function of your body, the absence of disease. You know what I mean? These are the things that should make you motivated to eat healthy. It's like you want to love and respect your body. To love and respect your body, it's got to have micronutrients. In order to have micronutrients, you're going to need to eat vegetables and you're going to need to eat a variety of things. If you eat a lot of overly processed foods and lack a lot of vegetables, you're just not going to get enough micronutrients, right? And not just vegetables, like a lot of other things, but it's like, yeah, that's what should make you want to eat healthy, because you probably, a lot of people that I coach have this unconscious relationship with healthy food equaling weight loss, and then they start to resent healthy food and they start to feel like they have to punish themselves more than other people who don't have to eat like this, that don't have to eat healthy to maintain their weight. Not eating healthy is a choice. You can choose to eat healthy or you can choose to not eat healthy. Yeah. And that is a choice. There can be skinny people who choose to eat unhealthy, or they can choose to eat healthy. And trust me, it's got no correlation to their weight, because if there truly was, there would be no skinny people who ate junk food. That's what you need to understand. If there was a direct link between healthy food and weight, like legit, like it was so solid, there would not be any skinny people who ate junk food. Right? There just wouldn't be any, but there is, because it is possible. So if something's possible, then you can't rule it out. It's possible. You can. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, we're talking now more so about understanding how things manifest. Yeah. Because when you tell yourself that you can only lose weight eating 100% healthy, that's all you're going to see in your reality. You're going to see other people that do the same. You're going to create a rule that then manifests that reality into your life. But that's like saying everybody's poor, and then you start only seeing poor people in your reality. And then when you open yourself up to abundance, suddenly you start to see more wealthy people. This is a manifestation of your reality, like your thoughts becoming your reality. It's like when I say I want a white car, I'm going to start seeing white cars everywhere. Yeah. So you need to understand that there are people out there who don't eat healthy, who are skinny, right? Who don't have a weight issue. It's not a direct link, okay? So it's not benefiting you to have this association either, because health shouldn't be about weight. It should be about health. There's so much more to eating healthy than losing weight, you guys. There should be other motivations there, because then once you've lost the weight as well, what's gonna actually like make you want to eat healthy if you don't have weight to lose anymore? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, this is so important, because I see so many people resenting healthy food because they resent their weight situation. And it's like not even a conscious thing. It's like happening on an unconscious level. Okay, but anyway, back to this like dieting trauma thing, because this is really important that I want you to understand. I see a lot of people raving about a weight loss diet, right? One of the biggest ones that I see is that they go on keto. So basically, they lower their carbohydrates, okay? Now, it's easy for a person to come and say, keto works for me, right? Keto works for me. When they've come off a keto diet, when they haven't had dieting fatigue. So what I mean by this is on a physical level, dieting fatigue happens when you go on a diet and you lower your energy intake, right? And then your body adapts to that. So say, for example, somebody with a maintenance calories of when you calculate their maintenance calories, their maintenance is 2,300 and they go on a 1,200 calorie diet to lose weight. Then their body adapts to this really large calorie deficit. And then they have trouble losing weight because their body has adapted to 1,200 calories. And they gain weight easily because their body has adapted to 1,200 calories. Okay, this is happening all the time. Like literally every single person that comes to me is struggling with this. Okay, then you get a person who starts eating a lot because they have so much dieting fatigue that on a mental and emotional level, they can't stop themselves and they start eating a lot of food. So they start eating like 3,000 calories. And so this person then starts to gain weight. they're like on holidays, for example, they're just eating whatever they want, eating to excess because they're coming back from dieting fatigue or whatever, or that's just their normal lifestyle. They just eat a lot. They're eating a lot of carbohydrates. They're eating a lot of processed food, right? Then they get to this point where they've topped up this fatigue. So their body has now adapted to these, to because they've been eating a lot of calories, their body has now adapted to eating a lot of calories. Yeah, they've been gaining weight, but they're still adapted to eating more calories. Like, they've gone from eating 1,200 calories to 3,000 calories, and they're now eating like a lot more. So even though they've been gaining weight, their body is having to ramp up the metabolism to try and keep up. Even though the body's holding on, it's going, okay, we've got more food now, let's ramp up this metabolism, provided that they've been doing it for long enough. And then it's like they're eating all this processed food, and then they're like, okay, they reach this tipping point where it's like, I feel uncomfortable at this weight. I know I could eat healthier. I'm really sick of being at this weight. Mentally and emotionally, I am ready to be motivated to lose weight because I don't even enjoy this processed food anymore. Let me go back to that diet where I was low carb and I felt better. I had more energy. Let me do that again, blah, blah, blah. So they go back to that low carb diet and they go back to this 1200 calorie deficit. But now, because they've recharged their batteries, they've recharged mentally and emotionally and physically, their body has adapted to the 3,000, depending like if where it's at, but it's increased their metabolism. And then they go on another low carb diet. They go, oh yeah, there's this keto thing, I'm going to do that or whatever. And because they've charged up their batteries per se, they're in a good position for this diet to work really, really well for them because they've charged that up. And so those are the people that you see that get really good before and after photos, and you'll see them lose weight really, really quickly, and you're like, damn, how did you do that? And it's like, yeah, but they've gone through this period of like not dieting, and they've probably been on holidays or like, you know, like they've charged everything up and they've gotten to this tipping point where even like just from a manifestation perspective, there's so much desire to, like, as in positive expectation that's driving them forward in momentum. And it's like, yeah, but also for these people, I mean, keto is going to work fine for people, I reckon, that don't go low calorie and keto. So it's like, if you keep your calories high and do keto, then I don't know. Like, I've never tried it like that myself because I'm so traumatized by cutting out carbohydrates. I don't even want to go there and I don't need to. And it's like, if they were to keep their calories quite high, I would imagine it wouldn't be as harmful. But let me tell you this, and this is really important. Every single person that I've coached that has come to me with this mentality that you have to eat low carb, which is everyone that comes to me, all of them are eating low calorie and not realizing it. This is really important because a lot of you out there who think you eat quote unquote healthy are not eating enough calories. And that's why you struggle to lose weight, because your body's got nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go. You can't go in more of a deficit when you're already in a large deficit. You can't go down. You have to go up in calories. And you're going to find it hard to go up in calories unless you introduce some carbohydrates. They don't have to be processed. You know, there are overly processed carbohydrates. Like, there's plenty of people who eat rice and don't have as many health conditions as people who in like overly developed countries eat. So it's really, really, really important to understand that, you guys, because people unknowingly eat low calorie and they do not realize it, and it's not helping them. Okay. So anyway, this like dieting fatigue thing, like mentally and emotionally, also what it does, it creates so many limiting beliefs. So it's like all these limiting beliefs around your ability to lose weight, because you've suffered from so many traumatic experiences around eating carbohydrates because you've been low calorie. And then the moment you eat off track or eat something bad and you've got these limiting beliefs around good and bad foods, you'll just manifest weight loss. And then your brain will associate that into, oh, it's because you ate this and that's why you gained the weight. And you then unconsciously are creating new energetic rules of how weight loss has to look for you, how your life has to be. You know what? What you need to do is actually look deeper into these rules that you create. The rules that you create are the things that are messing you up. The limiting beliefs, you guys. It's like this with everything. It's like if I create a rule that I like, oh, I didn't make this much money this month because blah, 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 blah. I'm creating a rule that then ends up sabotaging me. Yeah, that's what your brain does. When something goes wrong, it starts to try and figure out why. Don't let it do that shit unconsciously. Have awareness of whether or not you're creating these crazy rules that are making your weight loss harder, that are making your life harder. Because you will create rules. You'll say, this didn't happen to me because of this. And then it keeps on re-manifesting because you decided that that's how your life has to be. Yeah? Yes, there are scientific aspects of weight loss, but at the end of the day, these little rules that we create in our heads will drive our behaviors. And I see it time and time again with people that are like, oh no, I can't eat carbohydrates and lose weight, or I can't do this. And it's like they'll sabotage themselves and they'll be inconsistent and it'll be like, yeah, but so why didn't it work for you? And then they'll actually explain what they've been doing. It's like, yeah, but you haven't been doing it properly. And it's not that they lack willpower. They lack the foundational beliefs in themselves. And they have to shift those limiting beliefs. And they have to shift their foundation in order to be able to take the right action. Because as long as your foundation isn't there, you'll sabotage yourself with shitty action. But on a conscious level, you'll think that it's the strategy that's not working. Do you see what I'm saying? You'll blame the strategy, but the strategy isn't the problem. Your thought patterns are the problem. Yeah? So it's important to understand that your reality and the way you see it is going to be a reflection of what's in your head. So if you believe that you can't eat carbohydrates, even if I give you a strategy that shows you how you can and it works for people, you'll sabotage yourself. You won't take the action, but on a conscious level, you'll think you have. It happens with everything. You'll think that you're following it, but you're not. You're not following it properly, but it becomes your blind spot. You won't see that blind spot because that's how self-sabotage works. You don't always see it. It becomes in this spot that's blind to you. Yeah, because your brain wants you to think that, like it needs to, your subconscious mind needs to prove you right. That's what happens. That's why people always, like I notice, oh, I follow my gut and it's always right. Of course it's always right because you're manifesting your thoughts. Oh, I always, like men always do this, or people always do this, or this always happens to me. Well, duh, because you keep on saying that, so then it manifests. And it's like, yeah, people, it's so funny when people say shit like that. It's like, yeah, because you create that. Hello. Yeah. Anyway, you guys, it's like, yeah, this whole like dieting trauma thing, it's really, really important, because what you have to do is like mentally and emotionally and physically charge yourself up in a way that's not going to lead to weight gain. Yeah, because that's why people come to lose weight. It's because they're coming off of like an overfeeding stage, and they get sick of the overfeeding, and that's where they get that motivation to, they can, okay, so they overfeed after a while, their brain actually clicks that this isn't good, like it's actually not that great, right? And that drives enough momentum, because their brain has then made that decision. And that's why there's times where you find weight loss easy. And it's because your brain reached a tipping point where it legit agrees with you. And it's like, yeah, like this isn't any fun. That's where you look back and you wonder, how did I do that? It's because you reached that point. But when you've had dieting fatigue and you can't recreate that weight loss again, it's because you're so adapted to the low calorie diets and you feel so deprived, there isn't enough energy there. You haven't filled up your battery. And the key to long-term weight loss is to just not get to the point where your battery is so depleted, and you know how to fill it up in a smart way where you don't gain a lot of excess weight. That's really, like, that's what I teach the girls that I coach. It's like so important just to understand all this stuff, and then it gets to be easy. Like, it doesn't have to be hard. And yeah, especially the girls who are willing to do macro counting when they work with me realize this, because I start to show them how they can lose weight eating a substantial amount of food, like a lot more calories than that they've ever eaten in their life, and lost weight. Like, so many people are eating really low calorie and not realizing it. And they eat very inconsistently and they don't realize it. Why? Because they just follow these stupid rules. Eat protein and produce, blah, blah, blah. Just do that over and over. Eat healthy. Don't eat processed, blah, blah, blah. And they just follow these stupid, like, really, like, rules that don't give you enough structure. Like, it's not actually giving you enough structure to get consistency. And then they demonize calories because they just, if one person doesn't and then everyone decides to do it, instead of realize that calories aren't the enemy, because if you can learn how to eat more food and eat consistently, it's fucking great to count calories for a short period of time. And what you actually should be demonizing is the dieting mentality and the poor relationship to food. Yeah. This is really important to understand, because I know so many people who have benefited from counting calories because they've realized that they are under consuming chronically, and that's why they struggle and they fear eating. And it's sad. It makes me cry when I speak to these women. I'm not even kidding you. It makes me cry because I feel their pain of how much they want to lose weight. And in actual fact, they're overweight and under consuming calories. And it makes me angry because it's like, guys, they're not even eating a lot. They're actually not. And then you keep on telling them to eat less, move more. Ah, it's sad. It's saddening. It's like, yeah, just go on keto. Lower your calories even more. No, you guys. Learn to be consistent and actually eat something that's closer to your maintenance. Magic happens when you sit there. But the problem is that A lot of people have so many limiting beliefs around that, that even if they do try it, their limiting beliefs keep on manifesting. So they have so many limiting beliefs about carbohydrates and they so want to be on this keto bandwagon so badly that even if they do try it, like I said, they'll just sabotage it because that belief is so strong that their actions will somehow find a way to sabotage it. They will. I've seen it before. And it's like, no, you guys, you create your own reality and you will continue to prove yourself right if you want to believe that. And that's it. You can eat carbohydrates and lose weight. Every single person can. And you can eat more calories and lose weight. Like, you don't need to be in such a large calorie deficit, you know? You just don't. You don't need to go on these stupid beach body things that I don't know much about beach body, to be honest. I've just heard from other women that I coach and I've seen like how it's just another dieting thing where they encourage you to eat low calorie. That's all I'm not going to like. I legit haven't looked it up, but from what I'm gathering, because when the girls come to me and they tell me how much they've been eating, it's always low calorie. It's always far too low. It's way too low. And then I just get angry with the weight loss industry because it's just sabotaging everyone. Everyone's fucked because they just keep on listening to this shit. But yeah, it's like, gosh, if everyone would just do what I say, there wouldn't be a weight issue. Because the other thing is too, is people lack so much patience and they have so much fear and they need so much instant gratification, because around weight loss, that's what we've been taught. If it's not working after a few weeks, it's not going to work at all. And it's like, no, like you have to have more patience than that. Especially when changing limiting beliefs, because literally the people who lack patience end up having to wait longer. That's what ends up happening. And not only that, but it's also like if you've had a poor relationship to food your whole life and you're an emotional eater who's been covering it up with dieting, that is going to take time to heal, you guys. Like that takes legit a lot of time to heal a lifetime of emotional eating. Like a lifetime of emotional eating that's been trying to be counteracted with dieting and then has just resulted in dieting trauma. Like that's a lot of issues there. That's a lot of issues that people actually don't understand just how much their life has been affected negatively by the emotional eating. And how, do you know what it's like? Imagine, okay, so you've got somebody with emotional eating and they've suffered with emotional eating their whole life because they've got a lot of issues going on in their life. And then on top of that, they've started dieting. Now that dieting now has created additional side effects of dieting trauma. And do you know what that's like? That's like somebody who has a health condition and the doctor gives them the wrong prescription. And that prescription is not actually helping their condition. It's creating a new one. It's creating a new problem. That's what dieting is to emotional eating. You're creating a new problem on top of your existing one. What you actually need to do is address the emotional eating, not diet, to the extent that you have been, because now you've created a poor relationship to food and dieting trauma and a real hypersensitivity and awareness around your weight, to the point where even if the scale goes up a little bit, you experience so much trauma that you can't cope with life. That's what I see women do. They see a slight fluctuation in their weight going up and they fucking freak out. It's like their life is ending. That's how much like drama there is around it and trauma. yeah, that's created by this dieting stuff that it's terrible. Like, you have to overcome this dieting trauma because it's coming from such a perception of lack and fear. There's so much lack and fear that I see around people's weight, and like that's why they can't stick to anything long enough to work either, because they freak out at the first sign of potential failure, which it isn't even failure. Their weight's just adjusting, or their body's just adjusting, and they'll fuck themselves over because they just can't be patient for long enough because of all this intense drama, this intense emotion that they experience around their weight. So yeah, like that's like really, really important to keep in mind. But yeah, like you guys, like there's so much that needs to be addressed if you want to lose weight that isn't what you think it is. That isn't just as simple as you going on the next keto diet or following some shake thing. For a lot of you that are listening in and that are here, it's a deep mental and physical thing that needs to be addressed. There are lots of things manifesting in your reality that need to be shifted. And until you get to the root of it all, you're going to keep on living the same story around your weight over and over and over and over again. And I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. And I know that the women that I have coached, like, are just improving so much. And yes, it takes time. It does take time. But it is the, like, it's like, if you, this is what I used to do when I was younger. It's like, I wanted to push things to be quicker. I wanted to push weight loss to be quicker. But it's like, at the end of the day, if it's going to take X amount of time to do it, right? But you never get started because you're worried about how long it's going to take. You're just prolonging how long it's going to take. You're sabotaging yourself even more. It's like, you have to be patient with the process and learn to get comfortable with that discomfort of the process. Otherwise, you're just going to be uncomfortable not getting where you want to go. So which discomfort are you going to choose? Are you just going to like opt out for the easy option and yo-yo diet for the rest of your life? Or are you going to learn patience and realize that this shit does take time to heal? It does take time to change. It isn't going to be your quick fix that you see on these 21-day detox. But how long do people do that 21-day detox for? They're losing and gaining for the rest of their life. Is that going to be you, or are you going to make a change? So for those who want to make a change, who actually are ready to get to the root causes of their weight loss issue, I have an offer for you, an opportunity, an exclusive opportunity to have time with me one-on-one. This is, do you know what this is perfect for? This is perfect for you if, like, you understand you've been listening to my stuff for a while and you have this real understanding of what I teach, but you have specific questions for me. You want to know what your specific core issues are, because I know for myself, whenever I'm shifting something in manifestation, I want to change a part of my reality. A lot of the time I have blind spots and areas where I just can't figure it out myself. And I always hire a coach in those situations to help me, because I can't always help myself. And that's really what this is for. What the offer is it's two sessions with me over Zoom. So approximately like 60 minutes each, right? Sometimes it's either 60 minutes, sometimes a bit over. The sessions are held 2 weeks apart, and in between you have access to unlimited Voxer voice support with me for 2 weeks. Yeah? This is amazing, amazing opportunity to work with me in this way where I can help you get to the root causes. There's so much that we can identify in 2 weeks and shift in 2 weeks around your manifestation of weight loss. Yeah? I can help you in so many areas, like around law of attraction, manifestation. I'm going to be talking about the energy that you have around food and your weight. I'm going to be able to pick up on your limiting beliefs so, so quickly and help you with that. I'm going to get to the root emotional causes that you struggle with, the practical reasons, yeah? Overcoming emotional eating, overcoming your self-sabotaging behaviors. Yeah, these unconscious patterns that you're not aware of that I can see straight away. I can pick up on them straight away. You'll be able to overcome excessive cravings, heal your body image and confidence, learn intuitive eating, overcome some of that dieting trauma that I was talking about. There's so many things that we can cover that are going to be a part of you manifesting a life where weight is no longer an issue, like ever again. That's the goal with my type of work, is I'm not just here to just help you lose weight, because heaps of people lose weight, but then they gain it back. And it's because you haven't changed these root issues, these stories. You got to change on a deeper level, you guys, in order to keep the weight off. There are thought patterns that you haven't addressed, and that's manifesting as weight gain back. And you haven't addressed the core issues that lead you to need to get hold on to that weight. The emotional reasons why you hold on to weight that I can help you identify. So anyway, you guys, this offer is only available for a week, and I announced it yesterday. So it's actually only going to be available till the 12th of March. Okay, so it's only available till the 12th of March unless sold out. So I've already had a few spots have been taken. Spots are very limited. So if you want to sign up to have 2 sessions with me, 2 weeks, unlimited Voxer voice support, you need to sign up very, very quickly, okay? It's only $555 painful for 2 sessions. This is an amazing opportunity, you guys. Like, it's such an amazing opportunity to work with me one-on-one at this price at this, like, because the commitment for 3 months, if you don't want to commit to that, this is your opportunity right now, and it's very, very limited spots. So you can visit the site either on No Diet Babe Instagram handle. The link is in the bio. If you're following me on Facebook, it's also there as well. Or go to www.nodietbabe.com/2, like the number 2 weeks coaching. But also the link will be in the show notes. So anyway, you guys, I love you guys. And I can't wait to help those people with their 2 weeks coaching. And I love you guys. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe, or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.